In studio with us, plastic surgeon Dr. Lori Casas. Now, first of all, let me just say that you are not doing the surgery. Okay, just to let everybody know, we are giving people money so they can go get a boob job, they can get a boob reduction. There's a lot of people out there, we've heard, believe it or not, from so many people that have had medical conditions, doctor.
Reduction. Revisions of all of the three. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, can what size implants do we have here?
Well, you know, everybody wants to say A, B, C, D. We don't go by that. We go by volume, so milliliters or cc's.
All right.
So I'm going to give you a saline implant.
Okay.
And it's smooth.
Oh, just threw it across the room. Look at that. Wow, that's nice. Reminds me of my high school girlfriend. That's a joke, doctor. Sorry about that.
Wait, that's saline, right?
That's a saline implant.
How many milligrams?
Milliliters.
Can I squeeze it?
Yeah,
squeeze it. Caress it and hold it?
And so that's a smooth saline implant filled to its volume fill. And if you sit it upright, you know, most people are standing.
Yeah.
Not everybody in their careers, but most of us are standing.
Uh-huh.
And underneath, you know, you feel that rippling.
I see the rippling, too. Very nice. Okay. Here you go, Jane.
Yeah, this is full.
This is a silicone implant, almost the same size.
Oh, wow. But it's a little softer, it seems like, the silicone.
Correct. So the studies show when you survey women, over 5,000 were surveyed in 2005, the only difference between saline and silicone to them was the feel.
What are reactions from women after the surgery?
Pete, if you pick the right woman for the surgery, they're going to be extremely happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my patient population, when we look at it, you know, we look at outcomes all the time. We have about a 98% outcome with a, you know, complete satisfaction.
Wait, youngest you can get it, oldest you can get it implants.
If it's for a congenital deformity, in other words, breast asymmetry, you can go, you know, your parents can sign a consent for you. The FDA has asked that we don't put silicone in patients less than 23 years of age. Ask me where they came up with that number. You know, we have no idea.
Right.
But with parental consent and a congenital born with deformity, then parents often sign for their, you know, young girl who has no breast development. So it's basically a deformity, you know, at that
point. Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in. If you can leave the silicone implants, I'm going to dim the lights and just going to have some alone time after you leave.
Taking them, Pete. Sorry.
And I'm going to schedule an appointment.
Dr. Lori Casas, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's take a look at the roads. Jane, what's happening?